It's good to be here in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. And Kathy was talking about Ruth getting nervous, getting out of comfort zone. And I kind of have my comfort zone tonight, and I'm kind of nervous myself. I'm kind of like Jerry was this morning. Got a verse and been pondering on it today, but I don't know. It's one of them kind of messages. But it's needful.
Yeah.
Amen. The Word of God is needful, not just what sounds good to our ears, but
Yeah. Everything
in the Word of God is needful to us today.
Amen.
You got your Bible, turn with me to John chapter 5. Do the best that I can to mind the Lord, get out of the way, let the Lord take over. And I appreciate our visitors with us tonight. I appreciate Brother Caleb and Sister April being able to be with us tonight. Look forward to being able to see them again. And appreciate them coming to back us up tonight. And appreciate everybody else that's able to attend tonight, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to get right on the reading of the scripture. This has to do a lot with the song that I sung. This just the first one I sung a minute ago, "Wilt Thou Be Made Whole," coming out of this scripture tonight. The Bible says in the first verse of chapter 5 of John, it says, "After this there was a feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole?
Amen.
The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water's troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Immediately, the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And he answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Ask you to bow your head for a moment. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight. Lord, we just ask you tonight, Lord, to use this as a vessel. Help me to decrease, Lord, that you may increase. God, that you would just fill my lips, Lord, dear God, with the Holy Spirit tonight, that your anointing would come down, that you would just lead us and guide us, Lord, as we preach your word. God, it's needful in this time of day. We just pray today that you'll help us to take it to heart, Lord, or to do the best that we can, Lord, dear God, to do what your word has us to do, no matter what's going on in the world around us, Lord. Bless us and keep us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this is a very familiar scripture, and a lot of times what's preached about it is the "Wilt thou be made whole" part, and the part about him going into Bethesda's pool, and part about him being lame for 38 years, and how much he suffered and everything. But
yeah.
I don't know if it was late last night or early this morning, there was a verse of scripture came to my mind, and I didn't know where to find it. I started looking for it, and he put it on my heart, and I found it in this part of scripture here. And I'm going to go down to verse 14 and talk about this verse here for just a little bit. After we find that he had told him to be made whole, that he'd be made whole, and he told him to take up his bed and walk, and the Jews there tried to persecute him for what he had done. And
Hey,
we find that Jesus found him later on. I mean, I find it very unique that Jesus, instead of telling him right there what he had to tell him, he told him later on. He found him in the temple. Amen, that place that he so desired to go to, no doubt. Tried to get to the pool, and no doubt wanted to go worship the Lord, but never could because had nobody to worship with, had nobody to carry to the pool. Amen, that one little part, Jesus came into him and found him in the temple and said to him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee.
That's right.
Amen. And I pondered this, and that just that little part, sin no more, Go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. It was really troubling me today, really got on my heart, and began to think about that. And I began to think especially about that last part there. It says, lest a worse thing come unto thee. And if I had a thought tonight, my message tonight, if I was to title it, hey, would be worse things. Amen. Hey, man, I began to think about this. And you know, he was probably comparing that to the situation the man was in. Hey, he had been lame for 38 years. No telling how he got in that state. Hey, don't know what kind of sin may have put him there. It may not have been a sin. I don't know. Hey, Jesus just told him, he warned him there not to sin. Amen. Lest the worst thing should happen. Amen. That was what he was comparing it to, I believe. Amen. Was the case that he was in for 38 years. Amen. No doubt this man did not want to go back to that state. Amen. No doubt this man lived all his life like this for 30-something years. And didn't want to go back to that kind of lifestyle, had a taste of deliverance. Hey, didn't want to have to go back to that kind of lifestyle.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. So no doubt he took the words of Jesus to heart there.
Yep.
Hey, every time the devil tries to tempt you and make you do something that's against the Lord, hey, maybe you've got something in your past to look back to.
Right.
Hey, that makes you say, I don't want to have to go back to that kind of lifestyle. Hey, man, I knew the person I was before I got saved. Hey, I don't want to have to go back to that kind of life, Brother Caleb.
That's right.
Hey, man, I heard Brother Frank Bledsoe wore that last week. That testified about how he had to go through all that he went through.
Yeah.
Hey, he wouldn't go back to this old world for nothing because he knew, hey, man, what the Lord delivered him from. I heard my Brother Gore stand up here and talk about how the Lord delivered him from drugs and alcohol and from all sorts of wicked things. Hey, and that he'd say many times that he didn't want to go back to that. Hey, what God had brought him from. Amen. Today, well, it's time that the church takes inventory. Hey, to think of where God brought us from. Hey, man, and not be tempted by the things of the world today.
Right.
Amen. The devil's out there trying his best.
Yeah.
Hey, pull every trick in the book. Trying to get the God's people, amen. Amen, just to give up. Hey, and turn back and not go the way the Lord had brought us from. Amen. They're trying to be like Israel was. Amen. When they was going from Egypt, they looked back. Hey, began to worry, began to wonder about all the things that they thought was good they used to have. Amen. The world, the church today is in that kind of situation.
Amen.
Amen. We need to remember where God brought us from.
That's right, brother.
Amen. We need to remember what God has brought us from and where He's taken us to.
Yeah.
Hey, and not be able to fall susceptible to worse things.
That's right.
Amen.
Bless him, man.
Over to 2 Peter. First verse that came to my mind when I was thinking about worse things. 2 Peter chapter 2. The Bible says in verse 23, if they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. There's that word worse. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it, to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. But it's happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.
Amen.
I begin to think about that. Begin to think about earlier on today when the Lord put this in my mind about these worst things. Amen. The man had been lame for 38 years. He'd been, amen, what the Bible called him, impotent. Amen. He was one of these people that he said nobody could help. Every time I'm coming down, amen, this pool, they say, had steps on it. He couldn't make his way down to the pool. Amen. We find that this man had that to compare to. He didn't want to go back to that, no doubt. Hey, Jesus told him, he said, don't go and sin no more. Amen. Lest the worst thing come upon you. And I begin to think about those worst things. Begin to wonder about people in the Bible. Amen. That experienced some worst things.
Yeah.
Amen. And the first one that came to my mind was old Jonah. Amen. Going to read out of there for just a little bit. Amen. But it seems like there's, you know, I don't know about y'all, but every time there seems like there's one place when I can open my Bible and it'll flop to the same thing every time. Amen. And it's always Jonah. I don't know why. But, amen. I began to think not long ago, Lord, am I supposed to preach something out of this? I don't know. Hey, but here it is. Amen. Hey, and I begin to think about Jonah. He went through some worse things. Amen. Hey, the Bible told, the man over there to go sin no more. Amen. But Jonah said, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And he went down to Joppa and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish before the presence of the Lord. Amen. Now right there, when he had disobeyed the Lord, amen, he sinned against the Lord.
Amen.
There ain't no two ways about that. Whenever you sin, it means, I looked that word up not long ago. A lot of times we just take it so lightly. Amen. But I looked up that word, and that, we've all heard it said, that means to miss the mark. Amen. And we're talking about a bullseye and trying to shoot a target. That means you miss the target completely. Found some other interesting things about that word, to sin. Amen. One of those things was to not have a part in.
That's right.
Amen. And if you think you can go to heaven and be sinning, I got news for you. There's no sin going to enter in. Amen.
Right.
There is no inheritance.
Yeah.
Amen. For sin. Amen.
Amen. Bless
you. We find Jonah here. He goes against the word of the Lord. Amen. The word that God told him to do was to go and cry against Nineveh, that great city. Amen. And we find that immediately Jonah does a 180. And he goes a different direction.
Yeah.
He goes down to Tarshish, finds a place in Joppa, pays the fare, and didn't really realize what it cost him in the end. Amen. Just how much he had to pay.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. When it was all said and done. But he went down there to Tarshish, found him a gang of boys, and went on the ship with him to go out and sail. I'm talking about worse things tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Jonah found this to be a worse thing after a worse thing after a worse thing.
Yeah.
He kept on regretting what he kept on disobeying what the Lord had told him to do. It said, verse 4, that the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea.
Yeah.
Amen.
This is one of them worst things. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea so that the ship was like to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It talks about the mariners. It talks about the shipmasters there. It talks about them, amen, crying out to their gods and trying to figure out what's going on. Then he finally talks about them casting lots and come to find out that Jonah's the problem, the cause of it all. Amen. And they're going to have to throw him overboard.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to have to do that because they didn't want this blood, man's blood, to be on their hands. But Jonah said, I'm the cause of it. Just go ahead and toss me overboard. No doubt. So he thought he was going to die and just give it all up. There was another place later on. He begins to wish for death. Hey, because of the prosperity that God ends up bringing to Nineveh. Amen. But we find here that Jonah, hey, it was not done. The worst was yet to come.
Amen.
They come and cast him overboard, and it said in verse 17 of Jonah chapter 1, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah.
Yeah.
Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
Yeah.
So we find that after Jonah had sinned, amen, instead of telling the men to go ahead and turn the boat around so that he could go back to Nineveh and do what God told him to in the first place, he sinned again and said, just go ahead and throw me overboard. Amen. So he sinned after time, and each time it grew worse. He told that man, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee.
Yeah.
Amen. And that worst thing that God had made for him was a great fish.
Amen.
Amen. We find that Lord, Jonah here began to pray to the Lord. He finally begins to realize, I need to get back on the right path with God.
Yeah.
And he said, cried, prayed to the Lord out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of mine affliction to the Lord. And he heard me, out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice.
Amen.
Begins to talk to the Lord, begins to tell him, amen, what the situation is. Amen. And he finally found out in verse 10 that the Lord spake in the fish and vomited him out upon dry land. And finally, Jonah gets to the point. Hey, it's time to go preach to Nineveh. I believe Brother Jerry preached one time. He's talking about the shortest message, amen, in the Bible. And 8 words is what saved the whole nation there.
Amen.
He went and cried to the people of Nineveh. Amen. He told them, he says, amen, Jonah rose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Talked about being a great city. And he said to them in verse 4 of chapter 3, Jonah began to enter the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
Amen.
And that's all it took to get the people of Nineveh to repent.
Yeah.
On and on and on, we find in places in the Bible where there's worse things that happen to those who continue, amen, to go against the Lord. One of the greatest places that I thought of, amen, just come to me earlier when I was just studying this, Amen. Has to do with Egypt over there. Amen. We find that one after another, plague after plague after plague, until God had seen 10 plagues upon that nation.
Right.
Before they finally let the people go, but still they did not repent.
Yeah.
Still they did not turn to the Lord, that nation, didn't that pagan nation? And we found that the Pharaoh and his army was destroyed.
Yes, Lord.
He told Moses time after time, he said, you know, you go out and tell them so and so, and there's just such and such a plague going to happen. And he begins to tell them, you know, but the Pharaoh is going to harden his heart against you. Amen. He was not going to turn, but you need to go and tell him anyway. Amen. God, the fact is, God knows that people today is going to harden their heart against him. Hey, but he still wants the gospel to be preached.
Amen.
Plague after plague, we find the rivers change to blood, and then after that we find the frogs come upon them. After that we find that the lice is there, and the flies, and the boils and things upon the beasts, and the hail, and the locusts, and the darkness. Time after time, things got worse.
That's right.
After time, worse. And then finally, God says, I'm going to visit him one more time, and he's going to surely cast you out completely. They prepared themselves a Passover, and God told the people of Israel, amen, he said to put the blood of the lamb that's spotless over the lintel and the doorposts and on the sides of the door. And he told them, he said, you go inside and such time to arrive. Amen. The death angel is going to come, and when I see the blood, thank God for the blood. Amen.
Amen.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
That's right. Amen.
And that's what death is doing today.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Death is going out seeking whom he may devour, just like the old devil. Amen. And we find that he's on each and every one of our trails.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. But God, thank God, when death delivers us up to the Lord, amen, he has no more power after that.
That's right.
Hey, when God sees the blood, if your blood is applied to your door, amen, and on the lintels and doorposts of your heart, hey, God will pass over you as well.
That's right.
Because of the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Finally, they got things together, and just when they thought, hey, this ain't too bad, hey, amen, just like you said the other night, well, the frogs ain't too bad, I can deal with them one more day.
Yeah. Amen.
They thought this ain't too bad, and Pharaoh, amen, he tells them one last time, that Moses does, amen, and we find that the death comes around and begins to take the firstborn. Amen. Even Israel was not immune to this happening. Amen. All the other plagues, a lot of the other plagues, we find that God said he would sever Goshen, where the Israelites dwelt. He would sever them from Egypt, and the plagues that happened to Egypt would not even come nigh to the land of Goshen, where the Israelites dwelt, so that they could see that God was against Egypt instead of the Israelites. This time Israel was no exception.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I don't care if your grandpa went to church. I don't care if your daddy went to church. Your mama went to church. Hey, if you're the best good old boy that ever lived, amen, if the blood's not applied,
that's right.
That's what matters, amen. The blood, amen, is what saves from sin.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, so Israel, God's own people, was not immune from this. Amen. We find that the death angel came around, and there was a great cry and a great wailing in the land of Egypt.
Yeah, that's right.
When they woke up the next morning and found all the firstborn males had been dead. Amen. What Pharaoh tried to do to the Israelites when Moses was born, tried to kill all the children. Amen. But the midwives would not heed to what Pharaoh said.
Yeah.
Hey, but he finally said to go ahead and pitch them in the river. Hey, let them fend for themselves. What Pharaoh tried to do to them, God did to them. And the plague of the death of the firstborn. I begin to think about this, and this is the worst thing that happened to him. Well, we think it is. Amen. But then they begin to chase the Israelites out of Egypt. Amen. As soon as they get to the Red Sea is parted, and the Israelites go through. Hey, and we find the Pharaoh and his army, amen, begin to chase after them. Hey, and God has a little fun with them, begins to take the chariot wheels off of them. Amen. Begins to put a big old wall of fire between them so that the Israelites can get over across the other side. Amen. Don't tell me God can't deliver. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. But they go to the other side, and we find out as soon as they come back, they turn back around and begin to see the chariots coming after them. Hey, Moses, God told Moses to stretch his rod across the Red Sea, and the water fell back on them.
That's right.
Amen. Swallowed them up. Much worse than that fish swallowed up Jonah. Amen. The whole sea swallowed them up. And I heard one preacher say, amen, it must have been a victory dance when they saw the bloated corpses of the Egyptians. Amen. The Egyptians floating onto the banks and realized that God had delivered. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I wonder, I was thinking about it today, kind of put two and two together, and we got 10 plagues and we got 10 commandments. Begin to wonder if it wasn't the 10 commandments, each one of those was a reminder of what God could do.
That's right.
If one of those commandments was broken. Amen. But I'm talking about worse things. Amen. Even as bad as the plagues were, amen, as bad as they were, things get a lot worse. Amen. You know, God knows exactly what's just around every corner. He knows exactly what direction we're going to take. He knows exactly, hey, every place, every situation we find ourselves in before we get there.
That's right.
Amen. And He told this man, He said, go and sin no more. Hey, lest the worst thing come unto thee.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jesus knew there was some worse things out there.
Yeah.
Amen. Today we should take that lightly. Amen. The church has lost a vision of some of the worst things that could happen.
Right.
Amen. We've seen one of the worst things of this nation passed into law. Hey, that we could ever see in this land in my lifetime. Amen. This word just keeps going downhill just like Jonah did. It keeps going down and down and down. Hey, but I tell you what, when that happens, it's time to look up.
That's
hey,
right.
Because our redemption draws
nigh.
That's
right. Right.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
But there's some other worse things that are yet to come.
Yeah.
You can go over to the book of Revelation. I'm probably not going to read there, but I'd say about more than half of the books, half the chapters in that book talk about the worst things.
That's right.
It's going to come upon this world. You think the plagues of the Israelites and the Egyptians were bad? You ain't seen nothing yet, and you don't want to see what's coming. Amen. There's things like scorpions, amen, that are huge. Amen. Come out and sting men.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I believe it said the sting lasts for 6 months. Amen. We find that the men begin to wail and cry for the rocks to fall upon them. Hey, but it said that even death would not go their way, wouldn't even take them out of this world. Hey, man, there's some bad things going to happen in this world today. All because of sin, amen. All because, man in his heart is evil. Amen, he doesn't want to turn to the Lord. Amen, and just like in the book of Judges we find, amen, because there was no king in Israel, every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Yeah.
There is really no spiritual leader today, amen, that can really lead the nation back to its knees, amen. There's no one person right now that can do that. And there's coming a person one day after a while, and it won't be long, I don't believe.
That's right, brother.
Amen. His name is the Antichrist. Amen. And he'll have the world in the palm of his hands, drinking out of his hands. Amen. Everything he says is going to go, and everything he wants to do is going to happen. Amen. Because that's the way that the Bible tells us it's going to be.
Yeah.
Hey, but he's not got the final say. He's not got the final authority. Hey, because we're going to hear a trump of God sound one day.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the dead Christ shall rise first. Hey, and we which remain alive shall be caught up.
Yeah.
Amen. Together to meet with him in the air.
Amen.
Yeah.
So shall we be forever with the Lord. Hey, and then God will come back. Amen. We'll find that the battle is just not over yet. Amen. There's going to be a great battle in Armageddon. Hey, and we'll find that Jesus is going to reign supreme and reign victorious.
That's right.
There's some worst things headed for this world.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a part of it. Amen. Well, how do you get rid of the worst things? Well, Jesus told him plain and simple, sin no more.
That's right.
Amen. Lest the worst thing come unto thee.
That's right.
Amen. We got a problem, and it's not a problem of the head. Amen. It's not a problem of the body. Amen. Yes, there's a flesh involved, but I tell you what, it's a sin problem. Amen.
Yeah.
Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. But if I was reading that today, begin to read that, I found that in context. It was talking about how we don't have to be a slave to sin. How the law was not going to save anybody, but it was Christ, amen, that come to the earth so that we could, amen, be able to go to heaven and He paid the price. Yes, we've sinned, but God has sent His Son so that we don't have to pay for that sin.
Amen.
That's right.
Christ paid for the sin.
Amen.
I was says in Romans 6, and I'm going to turn there real quick. Romans 6 talks about sin and not being the servant to it. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? skip on down a little bit more and talks about, it says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. What then, shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? God forbid. And that quote that I just may have mentioned earlier in verse 23 of chapter 6, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ,
amen,
our Lord. You see,
amen,
Jesus, the one who told the man to go and sin no more, he was the one that come to pay that price.
That's right.
Amen. It said that with the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. The life, the gift of eternal life was speaking to the man and said, amen, don't sin anymore, lest the worst thing come upon you.
That's right.
I'm glad that Jesus, amen, has got our back.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad He looks out for us. Amen.
Yeah.
Just like Kathy said, amen, He tells us when we're doing wrong.
That's right.
Knocks on that heart's door and lets us know, amen, that we need to get on the right track for Him again.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad we've got a God that will love us enough to warn us and say, hey, there's some things in this book that are coming to pass soon. Hey, and you need to be ready and you need to not sin no more lest some of these worst things come to you.
That's right.
I don't want to be here when that happens. I don't want to be here when all the worst things happen. Amen. I want to be with the Lord. I want the Lord to come back before that happens. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that great gathering in the air. But you talk about a homecoming today. Boy, there's coming a homecoming one day after a while.
Yep.
Amen. I want to be a part of that family. Amen.
That's right.
I don't want these worst things in my life. So we see this man, he told him, go and sin no more. That's the worst thing come upon thee. Amen. And the worst thing of all, and I'm going to close after this. The worst thing of all, I read in Hebrews where it talks about in chapter 10. It says in verse 28, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorrow punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, and I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
That's right, brother.
Amen. A couple chapters over, we find that he says, our God is a consuming fire.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The worst thing that can happen if you live in sin and if you die in sin, amen, it's a place reserved. Amen. It's full of torments. Amen. It's full of judgment. It's full of all kinds of people that you wouldn't even believe there. It's there, murderers and thieves and drunkards. Amen. And people that decided not to love the Lord, not with all their heart. Amen. That place is the worst place we can think of, and that's where sin leads.
Yeah,
that's right.
If we don't let God take control. And if we don't let the Lord, amen, in our life, and let Him lead and guide us and have the blood applied,
amen,
the wages of sin ultimately is death.
Yeah.
Not just death of the body, but death of the soul.
Amen.
Amen. We find very close to the end of Revelation that death and hell, the last thing, the last enemy that's destroyed is death.
That's right.
And it said that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah.
This is the second death. Amen. You realize hell, amen, there's a place that's separate from the lake of fire. When the rich man died, he lifted his eyes up in hell.
Yeah.
Place of torment. Amen. The place that said it's enlarging its borders daily. Amen. It's moving up to meet thee at thy coming. Hey, this place is going to be taken and tossed into a lake of fire with all the souls that are lost. Hey, I think of it as a prison, amen. All the souls, amen, that have rejected the call of God in their life, had bold-facedly stood against God and literally spat in His face and said, I'm not going to serve you.
That's right.
That'll be cast in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
And that's the second death. Amen. But I'm glad that we've got a place to go. I'm glad that Jesus made a way.
That's right.
He wouldn't have told the man to sin no more if it wasn't possible for him to sin no more. In other words, Jesus Christ came to die and take away sin.
Yeah.
He said, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, hey, the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. And He's faithful and just to forgive us all our sin.
Yeah.
Amen. So my message to you tonight is, think about them worst things. Amen. And,
amen.
Hey, when the devil tries to tempt you to sin against God, amen, be thinking about what God did to this, for this man that was lame 38 years, made him whole, and right after that, Hey, we find even though he was persecuted, amen, for being healed on the Sabbath day, Jesus went to the temple just for him.
That's right.
And said, go and sin no more. I believe he was telling him, hey, what they consider the law is not the law in God's eyes. You need to be worried about sin and
that's right.
coming against the Lord and missing God's will for your life and missing God's mark. Bless the worst thing come unto you. Amen. I feel like the Lord's cleared my heart, and I hope He's got something out of the message. Like I said, I don't know where it's going, where it went, what it's supposed to do, but amen. That really stuck with me today. I pondered on that. I hope somebody gets something out of that. This time, I'm going to ask if you'd stand.
Amen.
Ask Melissa if she'd come and get us a verse of a song and play on softly on the piano. I don't know why this message is going out tonight, but that's all that the Lord gave me, and I know it's for somebody here. If nobody else, it's for me.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you're experiencing some worse things in your life, or you're about to. Amen. I invite you right now to come and give your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, I've messed up. Lord, I'm seeing I've missed the mark. I don't have an inheritance if I keep on going the way I'm going.
That's right.
Hey, I want to make things right. Would you come today?
Amen.
Maybe you don't. Maybe you're not in that situation. Maybe you just need somebody to pray with you. Maybe you just need to talk to the Lord yourself. Amen. That's what I had to do this morning. I had to talk to the Lord for myself. I couldn't get Jerry to talk to the Lord for me. I can't get Brother Caleb to talk to the Lord for me. I can't get the Pope or the priest to talk to the Lord for me. Amen. I've got to talk to the Lord one on one.
That's right.
Amen. So do you. If you make business with the Lord, come.
Amen.
Because He wants to be business with you.
That's right.